Om Shanti. Today, 18 January 2019. A very special day for all Brahmin family. And today's special effort to become equal to Father Brahma is constantly remain merged in God's love, and you will become an embodiment of love, a master ocean of love. You will not need to make effort to give love, but you will become an embodiment of love. Throughout the day, waves of love will automatically surge up. The more the rays and light of the sun of knowledge increase, the more waves of love they will surge up. So today's effort is all about love and love, because today is the day filled with love, love of Father Brahma for Shiv Baba, and love of whole Brahmin family for respected Brahma Baba. Every Baba's child has this experience that it's Baba's love, it's God's love that is making them move. Today also in class we were discussing that so many people want to make extra effort, especially in this month of January, but something stops them, either the laziness or something else. But one thing which will make sure that we make effort is that if we have that godly love in us, it will make sure that we will make effort. But the effort is that we have to remain merged in God's love. So what stops us from merging in that elevated love? What happens that why we are not always master ocean of love? What stops us from giving love? So Baba has told us clearly that only when we are merged in God's love, then only that love can overflow from us. So one thing which really stops us from giving love is our ego. Ego on every level. In Sufism, there is a saying, I come to you without me. You also come to me without you. When we have this I consciousness, me consciousness, it's the biggest shield in spreading God's love. It acts like a big wall around us. It never allows the pure elevated feelings to overflow from us. And ego means very low self-respect. And when somebody has low self-respect, we're always in begging consciousness. And this is the biggest change that happens, that when somebody falls in love with a human being, then their self-respect actually becomes very low, because that person is always on the receiver's end, always expecting something from the other person. But when we fall in love with God, when we are filled with God's love in us, then it's totally a different case. Then we are always in that place of giving. The only search for the soul is for love. The most used and abused word in the world today, love. Only we lucky children of Baba know the real meaning of love. And on this special day, the special effort is to remain merged in God's love. And Baba is saying that after we become master ocean of love, we will not need to make effort to give love, because you will become an embodiment of love. And after reading this, actually I remember one sister, I met her maybe 10 years ago in Delhi studio. She was from America. She came there just to shoot something. And then I remember spending 3 days with her, and everybody in the studio experienced this constant flow of love from her. And that time we were all going through some problem, some obstacle, and actually that was needed that time. And she came and she opened her heart, and everybody experienced so much overflowing, you know, this love from her. So I was with her and I was asking her sister, how come you're so loving? And then she said that, Baba, it's Baba. And she was not even from India or from Indian background. But after seeing her love for Baba, her discipline, so I was really thinking that this is what Baba wants from us. And other thing which I noticed in her, which influenced me a lot, that at Amrit Vela, because she was from America and she had all the reasons to give not to wake up for Amrit Vela because of the jet lag and tiredness and everything. And I saw that she was the first to wake up for Amrit Vela and sitting in front of Baba, so much love and shine on her face. So then I asked her, Didi, sister, how come, like, you could have rested, na? Then she said, if I do that, then where is my love for Baba? So that incident really stayed with me, stayed in my heart and became an inspiration for me. And when we see that Baba has such high expectation, elevated expectations from us, that we become so full of God's love that we don't have to make that effort. Like when we see Avyakt Bap Dada comes, so his face never changes when any soul comes in front of him. So same thing, can we be that full of love? And then Baba says that the more the rays and light of the sun of knowledge increases, the more waves of love there will surge up. So Baba is clearly giving us this direction, this knowledge, this guidance, that we have to have constant trickling of knowledge in our intellect. And Baba is telling us today's Murli, 18 January Murli today, Baba is saying that check with honesty what defects you have in you and take advice from the Father. So on this 18th January, let's all of us take this vow with Baba that we will be more and more honest in self-checking. Because when we sit alone with Baba, when we sit in Baba's room, we always have this realizations that I have this defect, I have this shortcoming, I have this weakness. But as soon as somebody else tells us about our weaknesses, we somehow don't like it. So Baba is advising us today, check with more and more honesty. And today's Avyakt Day is a very good day to do that, to surrender all the weaknesses to the ocean of love. On the 1st January this year, in this special effort, we received three words from Baba, Avyakt, Alaukik and Antarmukhi, introvert. These three will go hand in hand and we will be able to give love to every soul. So I remember one example of Brahma Baba, Dadi Manohar Indiraji. She used to share that how once in Delhi, they did some mistake or they removed the writing of Baba from a picture because of some pressure from someone. And then Baba said that, you are like a goat. You are so fearful that you removed God's writing because of somebody's fear. But Dadi says that even though Baba used to say that in a very humorous way or some serious way also sometimes, but we never experienced that Baba is scolding us or he doesn't love us, because constantly Brahma Baba was merged in Shiv Baba's love. So whatever he was saying was coming from that point of love, that place, elevated love. Many Baba's children say that we love Baba a lot, we really adore Baba, but sorry Baba, we can't follow this Srimad, we can't give love to this one. So sometimes we put conditions. So actually, there's a saying in the world, if you love somebody, show it. So Baba wants to see that elevated behavior, that elevated, that alaukik behavior in us. So that Baba says, you become embodiment of love. You become ocean, master ocean of love. So today, let's we all get merged in the Shiva ocean, Shiva, the ocean of love, like Brahma Baba did. Om Shanti.